This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Maureen Mitchell. How are you, Maureen?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. And Maureen is a recent president of GE Asset Management. So I want to start talking about you were a Wall Streeter your whole life, and then all of a sudden you moved to GE.
That's right.
What prompted you?
Well, I moved to GE in July of 29, and what attracted me to the company were a couple of major items. One, it had such a global footprint. Two, its asset management business, which I joined, had a very unique perspective and offering. And that was that what we offered commercially, what was what we did on behalf of our own pension plan. So it was an absolute complete alignment of interest for clients. We weren't all things to all people. If clients were interested in side-by-side investing with us and strategic partnerships, if you will, that was what we embraced.
And how about the whole philosophy of GE? What did you pick up from all your years in working at GE?
Well, I think the first thing that I really noticed, particularly having come from Wall Street, where I had a wonderful experience, was GE's real focus on leadership.
Wall Street isn't as much. I hear very few people in Wall Street talk about leadership.
And the years that I was on Wall Street, very little was said or taught about leadership. It's not that there was a vacuum of it particularly, but it just wasn't part of a core belief and value, I believe. Whereas at GE, it was part of our daily lives here at GE. It's how do you lead? How do you become a better leader? We have training programs at Crotonville, our sort of world famous training center, where we cross train senior executives on how to be leaders, which people can improve on. And frankly, I did enormously here. And I think that was what was so unique to me about coming to GE.
Yeah, I know you once told me one of your training programs was like 6 days in three countries.
That's right. So I had the great privilege, and it was a privilege, of being part of a training program in 2010, which was focused in many ways. It was a sort of a business case study on digital. And it was the beginnings of GE's pivot towards being a digital manufacturing company, digital industrial company. And we were sent around the world, China, Japan. My team was sent to China, Japan, and India to meet with companies and senior executives in companies in those countries to understand and learn from them as to what they were doing in the digital world. Again, it was within the first year that I was here. And it was an extraordinary expense and amazing learning opportunity for someone like me.
So what was it you would say that codifies your leadership philosophy from specifically your segment where you're working now still at GE?
I would say the core belief, success points, if you will, around leadership for me is, and much of what I've learned at GE is, you absolutely must be a great listener. And you must listen with empathy. And by empathy, I mean unfiltered, trying to rid yourself of your own lens and really put yourself in the shoes of the other person, be it a customer, a team member, a colleague, or your manager. It's very important to do that. And if you do that well, the other piece that comes from that that's so important is you're humble. You recognize when you need to change. You recognize perhaps that you've made a mistake and that it's critical to take a different path. And the other piece is I think you have to be brave, and I learned that at GE. I've always said that fearless seemed a little reckless to me, but brave is making tough decisions at difficult times and trusting your organization to be with you during those times.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Maureen Mitchell, who is a recent president of GE Asset Management. So you've spoken about GE. Let's talk more about the asset management. Then you started talking about the customer business and the unique model.
Yes, well, the uniqueness was, as I mentioned, that what we offered was what we did. On behalf of our pension plan, in many sense, to distill it down, you know, we offered what we cooked for ourselves. And it was very distinctive in the asset management business. We had the opportunity to work with clients on a global basis. There was, as you can imagine, great synergy with pension plans, particularly large corporate plans, public plans, and sovereign wealth plans, so some of the most sophisticated global investors in the world.
Would you approach sovereign wealth in a very different manner, though? Because I'm thinking with GE, you're focusing on more of a corporate side.
Well, what you have to be cognizant of with a sovereign wealth is that their liability structure is different than a pension plan. So sovereign wealth, generally perpetuity-based, more like a foundation or an endowment, if you will. So that will help define their portfolio construction, their asset allocation. And again, that all comes from knowing your client, knowing your customer, listening, asking the right questions, and giving the relationship, the time to develop. You know, in asset management, and particularly in the institutional world of asset management, it is a very long sales cycle business. And you have to be comfortable with that and understand that it takes time to build relationships and for trust to develop.
Any advice to CEOs? So many pension funds are underfunded. Mm-hmm. No surprise. Any advice how CEOs should look at asset management?
Well, as it particularly relates to their pension plan, I think good advice from key people and people that you trust. You know, we see more outsourcing of pension plans, and I think that's a great trend. I think they have to be patient for the interest rate environment to change, frankly, as well. And that's going to help enormously on the funding side.
Fair enough. So when you're talking about GE Asset Management, recently there was a transition over
that's
to
correct.
State Street.
That's
now,
correct.
Talk about what that was like.
That's right. So on July 1 of this past year, 6-7 weeks ago, we closed a sale transaction to State Street. So GE Asset Management made that transition. It was after what we would call an open bid process, a 9-month process, that I think was exquisitely executed, if I might say so myself. I think it is a great match of organizations because each one brings unique and discrete capabilities. And I think that's why it has been such a successful transition and why on a go-forward basis it will be very successful.
How about the culture of the organizations? What's your take on that?
I think they mesh very well, and I think that was a very big component of why this transaction was successful. When you look at asset management transactions in the marketplace over time, I think some of those that have not gone well are ones in which the cultures clashed and capabilities didn't align.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We are speaking with Maureen Mitchell, a recent president of GE Asset Management. And we heard before there's a big delineation between brave and fearless, right? When we come back after the commercial break, we're then going to hear more insights and about personal challenges, personal opportunities that Maureen went through throughout her career from a leadership standpoint, mostly in the Wall Street area. Back in a few.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Maureen Mitchell, who is a recent president of GE Asset Management. And we've spoken a lot about GE, about asset management. Let's start talking about Wall Street. And my first question to you is, you had a master's in social
right.
work, and then you went to Wall Street. What prompted that?
Right. Well, I didn't get right to Wall Street after the master's. I got my master's in social work very early in my 20s. And, you know, like so many women of my, as I call it, my vintage, you know, we had a circuitous path to financial services. It wasn't a straight run. And, you know, I'll talk for just a second about back to GE. When I came to interview at GE, I was interviewed, one of my final interviews was with a very senior woman who's now head of human resources. And she asked me to go back and talk about my very earliest career. And I ran a social service agency when I was in my 20s. I was the CEO of a social service agency, and I said to her, well, I rarely speak about that. And she said, oh, no, that's very important, because we believe that people who have stretch assignments when they're young become great leaders. So it was an interesting way to look at it for me, I think one in which energized me about that part of my career, which, frankly, I did learn a lot, and I fumbled a lot. So how did I get to Wall Street? I think it was an iterative process. I was running an agency. I had a budget. I was fundraising. I met people who worked at a very good bank in New York and asked me to think about would I come to that bank and interview. And I wouldn't say that I did it on a lark. Perhaps I did it as a challenge to myself, and I wound up working at what was then Bankers Trust, and from there moved on to U.S. Trust later, slightly later in my career.
So you mentioned fumbles. Any fumbles while you were at U.S. Trust?
I've said to my kids lots of times, we make mistakes every day of our lives. The question is, how do you repair it and how do you learn from it? I remember one of my, and I grew up on the distribution or the sales side, always the client-facing side and the product side, and I had worked so long on a particular transaction at U.S. Trust, knew the client so well, just like one would in a piece of business like that. You come to a finals. And so several organizations are selected to present their capabilities. And I went with colleagues, and lo and behold, they didn't select us. And I was, frankly, flabbergasted because it was mine to lose, and I lost it. And so determined to try to understand what happened, I went back to the person who was running the search, who continues to be a friend to this day, moved on from that organization to a very senior role at a very prestigious organization. And I realized on examination that what I had done was made it a me sale rather than a firm sale. I had not brought my colleagues in that year leading to it. I had not engaged the entire organization, so I wasn't inclusive. And maybe that was early arrogance. Maybe whatever it was, I lost the business. You know, in sales, it was a defining moment for me because it taught me that this is a team game, not an individual sport.
It's a great story. And then you moved on to Bear Stearns. And just talk about what it was like during the debacle days at Bear Stearns, because that must have been, talk about an experience.
Yep. You know, they were tough days, but I think I'll start by saying I loved Bear. I was there for 10 years. I wound up being a senior managing director. It was a vibrant, fast-paced, interesting culture. You know, on first blush, no one thought I could make it there because I tended to be a little polished, perhaps, or whatever. And I blossomed in many ways at Bear. When things began to totter, which they did months in advance of the firm actually failing. We certainly never expected it to fail, but we had to become more and more available and more transparent. And what do I mean by that? I mean with clients, sometimes talking to them on a daily basis, with your own team, and I was running a distribution team on a global basis at that point. You had to be constantly in front of people with as much information as you had at your disposal and that you could communicate. And again, a lesson learned, because when we did fail and you had to again begin the process of a very quick and efficient transition to J.P. Morgan. And I always applaud J.P. Morgan for what they did at that point in history. It was not easy, and they did a terrific job with employees and with clients. And it also taught me so much personally because, you know, being very senior at Bear, you sort of couldn't get out of the way of a financial impact on you when the firm failed. And what I came away thinking was, okay, no one died. No one got sick. Your family's in place. The kids are okay. Move forward, and don't dwell on it, and figure out next steps. But we had to figure out next steps for our staff and our clients first, and that was most important. And the rest fell into place.
So now that you've had this career, we've talked about from U.S. Trust, Bear Stearns, GE Asset Management, what's next for Maureen Mitchell?
Yeah. You know, I have loved being in this. It's been such a dynamic business, volatile markets. I've really enjoyed it. So just like so many of the GE businesses, I'm pivoting, if you will, and I'm with GE through the end of the year. And after that, I'm actively pursuing board roles. I think I have a lot to add to a board, both from a strategic and a tactical basis, experience. So I'm actively pursuing that and corporate board role. And I have two charities that I'm very involved with and believe in wholeheartedly. One of which really speaks to my background and my mother's background. It educates young women in the emerging world. It's called She's the First. And we educate girls who are the first in their family to finish high school. And I'm about to be a grandmother. Any day, any week, we're rooting for this baby. She's due, and we know it's a girl. My daughter Fiona lives in California and working at Stanford and the Packard Children's Hospital. So we are rooting for that.
Well, congratulations. What an inspirational way to end the interview. Great having you on the CEO Show, Maureen.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight.
now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with George Curry. And how are you, George?
Good, thank you.
And George is the CEO of NetApp, fascinating company, one of the quickest to grow from $0 to $1 billion. A few years ago, is the number one company to work for in Fortune magazine, and globally is one of the top four every single year. So let's just talk about your business, data storage, what NetApp is to you as CEO.
NetApp is a company that enables our customers to do amazing things. You know, we have the ability to spark the creative genius in our customers. We have been the foundation of stories like Finding the God Particle, where amazing scientists, using the power of their imagination together with our technology, enabled the world to be a better place.
What's an example of a customer experience, a customer you worked with, and how you transformed their business?
I'll give you a simple example. I grew up in India, and in India, we are not, we're a country of villages. In many of those villages, there aren't any banks, but people do have access to the mobile phone and prepaid debit cards. And one of the things that we saw was merchants in a lot of these smaller parts of the country were, you know, susceptible to fraud transactions. And so there was a lack of confidence in extending credit and extending, you know, capability to the citizens of India. We worked with the largest banks, the State Bank of India, to enable them to build a real-time fraud detection system so that rather than tell these impoverished merchants the next day that they were exposed to a fraudulent transaction, they could do that in real time. And what it has done is materially improve the confidence of the merchant network and most importantly enable the average citizen in a small village in India to be able to get access to modern services. That's a source of great pride to me.
Yes, yeah, so you're changing the world, really.
That's right.
Now, I want to jump into, when you mentioned India, there is something fascinating about you that not everyone knows, which is that you actually have an identical twin, and while you are CEO of NetApp, a $6 billion organization, he is president of Oracle. Is that true?
That is true. Thomas and I came to America together. We've spent, you know, almost 50 years of our life as, you know, he's my best friend in many ways.
Does he have the same perfect gray hair as you? That's what I would love.
You My dad is guilty of having okay. both of us get gray hair early in our lives.
Gray hair is good, just not losing it like me. So you must have learned something unique from your father and your mother, other than getting the gray hair, that enabled two people to lead significant global organizations. What was it, if you look at what you learned from them?
My parents were self-made people who came up from humble backgrounds. I think they taught us the values of, you know, self-discipline. They were extremely generous in their support and care for us, which allowed us to take risks. They encouraged us to have big imaginations and possibilities for our lives. And, you know, they also instilled in us the need to not lose perspective, that to remember where we came from and to think about the impact that our work has.
What's a story with your father or mother in growing up, maybe with you and your brother, that you remember that pulls these together a little bit? Any situation you were with them where you said, oh, this is going to help me think big, or this is going to help me have the right perspective?
You know, my mom was a woman who was extraordinarily ahead of her time. She grew up in Sri Lanka, came to live in India at the age of 17 by herself, went to college in India, and, you know, made herself an extraordinary woman. And at the time that my brother and I were thinking about what we wanted to do with our lives, she sat us down and said to us, you can do anything you want to be able to do with your life so long as you apply yourself to doing the hard work necessary for it. And so she never held us back. And so when we decided to choose to apply to come to college in the United States, you know, it was a big step for us. We are a very close-knit family, and moving so far away from home was a big step. And she gave us the confidence to go and do it.
Well, that's terrific. She must be so proud now to see how you've really taken life and accomplished so much.
I hope so. I think she is.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. And we're here today with the CEO of NetApp, which is a leading organization in terms of the use of data, big data analytics, data storage. Talk more about, and you started talking about this, about the types of platforms that you have at NetApp and what are really important in terms of today's digital world.
I think, first of all, Robert, you know, many customers and chief executives of large institutions talk about using digital technology to reinvent their businesses. You know, everybody from the CEO of General Electric talks about reinventing General Electric as a digital company. And what it means is essentially using digital technology like mobile phones or, you know, cloud computing or advanced data analytics to be able to deliver experiences to customers where they are rather than in your bank branch, to be able to enable citizens to participate in the democratic process regardless of the infrastructure of the country, to be able to deliver healthcare in the home rather than have people have to go to the hospital for healthcare. It's fundamental, it's transformative, it's a multi-decade journey. What we're focused on is we think that data is the currency of the digital era.
That's a great line, that data is actually the currency.
That's right. I think, you know, what we see is the ability to provide differentiated healthcare is essentially a foundation built on a deep understanding of the patient and the patient as part of a broader population. I think the ability to deliver cost-effective, personalized banking services is essentially building a deep relationship with your customer, but using the data that you have about what they want to do with their life to deliver capability to them, you know, in their home, on the phone, wherever they are. And I think that's our focus. We think that we have a track record of 20 years of history at helping the world manage their data so that they can deliver a better world to their stakeholders.
The way data is being managed is really changing because of the cloud as well.
That's correct.
How is that impacting what you're doing?
It's causing us to rethink how we deliver capability to customers. You know, I'll just give you a simple example. Historically, our approach to enabling people to manage their data was through the lens of our storage systems. We would tell people, bring your data to our storage systems, and we'll use our intelligent software and storage systems to help you manage it better and deliver business value from it. What we thought about over the last few years is, you know, how much more impact could we have to organizations by saying, rather than you bring your data to our storage systems, we'll bring our capabilities, our software, our intellectual property to where you put your data.
And if you were speaking to top 10,000 CEOs right now, what is it you would say about what NetApp does and the value to them, the specific value?
The value that we deliver to customers is enabling them to use their data as a platform to enable their business transformation. We allow you to access your data regardless of where your, you know, end customers are. We allow you to build application software quicker and faster and better so that you can derive business insights from it. We allow you to correlate data sources, whether they're on the cloud, whether they're in the Internet of Things, with the core business processes of your company so that you can better, you know, build an end-to-end business system.
And that's what I'm hearing from all CEOs. What they're wanting now is they want solutions. They know they're going in a digital era, and they're trying to figure out how to capture the opportunities and also be defensive so they don't lose all their market share.
That's right.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and what we are learning is that data is the currency of the new digital age. So think about your data. We're speaking with the CEO of NetApp, and when we come back, we're talking about transforming in a digital age. We're going to learn what he did to transform one of the greatest cultures in the world, and it's still happening in transforming NetApp. Back in a few.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with George Kurian, who is the CEO of NetApp, which is not only was one of the fastest $0 to $1 billion companies, but is changing and transforming the world now in terms of how they're helping other CEOs utilize their data to grow the organization. So let's just talk about the transformation you're doing now at NetApp. This is a culture unlike almost any other in the world. You've been Fortune, you've been in the best 100 companies to work for 13 years consecutively. You've been a top four global company for many years now. What is the culture now, and why are you transforming things?
I think, first of all, culture is an extraordinarily important part of what builds enduring capability at companies. You know, leadership, technology, products, services, they all come and go. But culture is the fabric that endures. And I think that culture is an organic component of a company's enduring systems. And what I mean by that is you've got to keep working on your culture to bring the things that you find that are truly core, like the values and the principles of the culture, but evolve it with new capabilities, new talent, so that you can essentially bring the culture forward to the new era that the company operates in. And so we're engaged in that discussion and in that journey.
And as CEO, what is your role in culture?
You are, first of all, the role model for the key things that you believe the company needs to espouse to be. So, for example, if you want to improve the performance of the company, you ought to stand up and be a high-performing role model. If you want people to take on hard discussions and not avoid making hard decisions, you've got to role model that. And I think that's the first.
So are you actually doing that where you're having the hard discussions and you're... How is that working out? That's a challenge.
That's right. And I think, you know, my own view of that is that you've got to role model that. You've got to bring people together. You've got to be able to teach by doing. And I think by doing, you are essentially enabling people to understand how we need to evolve the culture. So, you know, when we need to make hard decisions, I bring our leaders into the room. I tell them that, you know, we're not leaving until we need to make a decision because now is the time to make a decision. We bring the right objective data to the table, and we ask our leaders that not everyone will be happy with the decision we need to make. In fact, some decisions, everybody's equally unhappy, but it's necessary to make the decision, and it's necessary to support the decision. And that includes where the team feels that they are all aligned on a particular topic and that's not where I'm at. I've got to support the team. And so that's an important part of the CEO's responsibility. I see myself as the leader of, you know, as the leading role model for the changes that need to happen in our culture.
It sounds like you, like your mom would say, you're willing to do all of the hard stuff yourself in order and be objective of getting the right results for the team.
That's right.
And how about now you're engaging the board as CEO? So any concepts in terms of your philosophy on board governance?
My own view of the board is they are an important both advisory as well as supervisory body. I think that my philosophy to the board is that the more transparent you are with the board and the more you engage them as part of your change agenda, the better it is. And so I've been honest with the board about the state of the company, the places where we have real strengths that we need to carry forward, and the places where we've got work to do. And, you know, to be honest, I've also been honest about these are the things that I've done well and these are the things that I have not done well. These are the things that were taken on this year. These are the things that, regardless of whether the somebody thinks is a priority, we don't have the capacity to take on.
From a personal standpoint, was there anything that you've learned that really codifies your leadership philosophy in terms of coming up to become CEO?
I think that leaders are, importantly, you need to be a role model. You can't tell people to do the hard stuff if you're not willing to do the hard stuff yourself. I think another important tenet of my philosophy is that leaders often get disconnected from the frontline employees. And I remember when I was a frontline employee, the powerful impact that a leader taking a moment to listen to their frontline employees, how much impact it would have both on the leader but also on the frontline talent. So I take time when I'm on the road to go meet with our teams and to take a moment to listen. I think that leadership is also about knowing honestly what your skills and capabilities are and where you need talent around you. That's true for the individual as the leader, but also of their teams.
So we've talked about your leadership philosophy, which I must say I really commend, because it sounds like you're always willing to do the hard stuff and do what it takes. And not all leaders are. And I know, and I speak with them all the time. And also, you're working on taking this culture and really advancing it. How is that manifesting itself with the customer experience, with your new customers, with new CEOs when you meet with them and you want to help them build their organization through your services? Now you have this culture. How does that tie in?
I think I have discussions with CEOs about, at times in companies' lifespans, they've got to build a new platform and a new capability to take their business to the next level. That's an interactive dialogue because I'm learning from them as much as they're learning from our, journey. I think we're at a point in the evolution of the company where we've been extraordinarily successful for 20 years. And my view of, there's an interesting term which is called legacy, right? And I think that a lot of people define legacy as, looking, a company that had its best days were behind it. And my view of the word legacy is it's entirely dependent on your perspective of the future. If you believe in every fabric of your body that the future is going to be the best chapter of the institution's history, then legacy is really track record, a foundation that you can build on. On the other hand, if you think that the future is less dim than the past, then legacy is truly a set of laurels that you want to rest on. And, I'm firmly committed to the philosophy that our best days are ahead because they can take their next step forward together with us because we're taking the same journey.
And there you have it. George, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.